Conference of Thoracic Sport in the program, a beautiful duet from the Pearl Fishers, and of course that was in the depths of the temple. The couplet is of course by Bizet, and it was sung by the tenor Jose Björling and Robert Merrill, baritone, and that was played specially for Mr. Grant, architect, sitting down there in front of and listening to it, I think, for the first time. Hope you enjoyed it, Mr. Grant, and hope all our operatic fans enjoy that, because that is our operatic spot in the programme for today. Well, now we'll go over to the big band of Joe Loss for a foxtrot, and it's just called John and Julie. Big band of Joe Loss there, and he played a foxtrot called John and Julie, and that particular number featured in the film of that name, John and Julie. So I hope all Joe Loss and big band fans enjoy that foxtrot. You're listening to Community Radio Galaxy here on 196 meters, 1512 kilohertz, and that's in the AM medium wave band. Of course, it's the 78 show with myself here, Tony, as usual. Program number 45. I'd like to call up now Mr. Derek Taylor, our most distant listener that I know, and he lives in 12 Dorman Road, Preston, Lancashire. And I hope reception is reasonably, maybe a little bit stronger today, Derek, because you said reception over there was a little weak. Well, I think it would be, because we haven't the sort of power that we would need to get a good signal into over there in Lancashire, but maybe you're able to hear me anyhow reasonably well. And you requested in your letter of the 1st of September, thank you again for that letter, you said you are a great fan of the lovely, most famous singer of the 30s, Al Boley. So I'm only too delighted to play, especially for you, Derek, an Al Boley record. And the one I've chosen is You Are My Heart's Delight by Leha. And this particular recording is very old, was made in 1931. And the accompaniment here is by Roy Fox and his band. So thanks again, Derek, for the letter, and hope you enjoy and can hear Al Boley. From the 1930s. That was recorded way back in 1931 with Roy Fox and his band. Of course, it's by Leha, one of the famous ones by Leha from the lovely show The Land of Smiles. I play that special for Mr. Derek Taylor of 12 Gorman Road, Preston, Lancashire. Derek, hope you received it. I won't say loud and clear, but maybe it was just audible. Well, howsoever, in any case, Derek, thanks once again for your letter. Most interesting, and that lovely picture of your rotating aerial antenna. We appreciate it very much indeed. And maybe you'll be with us for next week too. That's if we have any records left. Howsoever, it's over now to another very popular gentleman, old Blue Eyes himself, the voice, Frank Sinatra. And he's going to sing a lovely song here. None but the Lonely Heart.
from joy and gladness. Heaven's boundless arch I see spread out above me. Oh, what a distant drift to one who loves me.
Was the voice, old Blue Eyes himself, Frank Sinatra, singing, which I think one of his greatest songs there, None But the Lonely Heart. A beautiful arrangement indeed, and I hope you liked it too. Well, now we're going to go way, way back in time to the 1940s, during those dreadful World War II years when we used to listen each evening at 9:30 to the sardonic voice of Guess Who?
Germany calling, Germany calling, Germany calling. Here are the Reichsender Ambush, Station Bremen and Station DXB on the 31 meter band. You are about to hear our news in English. The New York Times reports the British cruiser Exeter has been run aground near Port Stanley on the east coast of the Falkland Islands. This American newspaper states that the Exeter has been so severely damaged by the artillery of the Admiral Graf Spee that it is impossible to make the ship seaworthy again. As some of the guns of the Exeter are still in good working order, the British Admiralty obviously intends to make use of the hulk as an additional coastal battery at Port Stanley. The diplomatic correspondent of the Italian newspaper Tribuna writes that England and France are spreading false and misleading rumors about alleged intentions of Germany in the Balkans to create trouble and panic in that area, which has so far been kept out of the war. The Italian journalist points out that these allegations against Germany are entirely unfounded, because every German interest favors the maintenance of peace in the Balkans, whereas only England and France could be interested in causing trouble in this region, which is so important for German supplies. There are the Reichsender Hamburg, Station Bremen, and Station DXB. This is the end of our news in English. In thanking you for your attention, I would remind you that our next transmission of News in English takes place at 9:15 Greenwich Mean Time and will be given from the Reichsender Hamburg, Station Bremen, and Station DXB. Presently, you will hear our usual Sunday evening service in Gaelic from the stations Hamburg, Bremen, and DJA on the 31-meter band. One would describe as the height of cynicism the message sent by the First Lord of the Admiralty to the captain of the British destroyer Cossack, congratulating him on his gallant rescue effort. Only a person of Mr. Churchill's mentality could congratulate anybody, first on shooting unarmed men, and secondly, on flagrantly violating Norwegian neutrality.
Well, I'm sure that brought you all back. That was, of course, the sardonic voice of William Joyce, otherwise known as Lord Haw-Haw-Haw. And, of course, he broadcast nightly over the German radio network. He was puppet of propaganda minister, Dr. Radio puppet of propaganda minister, Dr. Goebbels, all throughout the 1940s. And he used to promise great things, forthcoming disasters to happen in Britain, which were specially designed by the Führer himself, like the V1s and V2s. Terrible times indeed, but anyhow, I'm sure that brought you all back to those days, the 1940s. I'd like to play some music now, especially for two other very helpful neighbours indeed and listeners to the 78 show, Alvira and Pat McQuail, who looked after extremely well, as usual, minded my cat during my absence in the Isle of Man. And thanks again, Alvira and Pat, for doing a wonderful job. Pussy never looked better. And also, Brendan and Mairead, I'd like to include you in this particular lovely piece of music. It's the lovely piece of music, the Eine kleine Nacht music by Mozart. And hope you'll enjoy this particular piece of music. It's the Allegro from that suite.
Thank you.
Lovely Eine kleine Nacht music by Mozart. That was the Allegro, and it was played by the Norddeutsches Philharmonic Orchestra. I'm going to play that especially for Alvira and Pat McQuail and Brendan McQuail and Parade. So I hope all of you enjoyed that. I'd like to say hello to Mr. Gerard O'Mahony, solicitor at 22 Merrion Square, Dublin 12. Gerry, if you're listening, maybe you'd give me a ring as soon as possible. Also, if Mr. Terry Hughes of Tala would give me a ring, I'd be very grateful to hear from you too, Terry. It's about the Joseph Locke records. Also, before I go, I'd like to say hello to Breed Kenny at 7 Adair Road, Coola. Hope all is well with you, Breed, and I hope that you are as well as you were when I was speaking to you last week. Also, Rita O'Brien at 43 Sheridan Court of Dorset Street. All my very regular customers indeed, and I will miss them also very much when I do go to reside in the lovely Isle of Man. Well, I suppose that's right. Nothing goes on forever, they say, so that's just the way these things go. I'm afraid it's 2 minutes past two now and our time is up. So I'd like to say thank you all for listening to the 78 show, for your requests and dedications. It's been lovely being with you. So until next Sunday, whether we have any records or not, if I haven't Maybe I could borrow some from Roger Ware, I don't know. Well, anyhow, we'll have a 78 show somehow next Sunday. So until then, may I wish you all a very good afternoon, and do mind yourselves with what's left of the weekend. So until I'm with you next week, myself here, Tony Boylan, saying farewell, as our sick tune now says Aloha Oi, which is farewell in Hawaiian. So until then, it's goodbye for myself now, and this transmission is now closing down after this sick tune is finished. Bye-bye now, and thanks again for listening. Bye-bye. And thank you for the use of your loudspeaker. The time now is just on 4 minutes past 2 p.m.